like that thing in my life. So we had a contradiction. Well, your testament is based in the first line. We had a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said that if a guy says Hareini Nazir, that there'll be 100 kor there, and then they found out that there is that they got stolen, so they have no way of figuring it out. So Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter because a person does not accept. Doesn't mean to accept things when they're not clarified. It means to be fake. He doesn't want to get involved in a suffix. But then we had a contradiction because Rabbi Yehuda said that the word truma in Yehuda means one of two things, either truma salishka, which is the davar hanadar, or truma gairen, which is regular truma, what we call truma, which is davar aser. And we said that that is Rabbi Yehuda says it's usher, even though there's no clarity there. A person enters into the suffix and he means to usher himself. So what is it? Contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. So in the first line of Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Rabba. So Rabbi answers. A person is willing to enter a suffix. But only if the suffix won't be worse than Vadai. If the suffix will make him as much usher as a vadai, he's willing to say when he does it, even though it's not clear, can go one of two ways, he's willing to take the humrah. But if the suffix will end up making him worse than the vadai, he doesn't want to touch it. Let's go by nazir. By nazir, if he's a suffix nazir, he's worse off than if he's a vadai nazir. As a vadai nazir, he can bring korbanos and get out of the naziris 30 days later. As a suffix nazir, he's stuck. He can't get out of the naziris because he can't bring korbanos, because he might not be a nazir. So therefore, he doesn't want, in that case, he wants no involvement with suffix. Therefore, in the case when the guy says, Hareini nazir, I'm a nashi, even a kriza, he wants to make sure there's a hunger, because if not, he's going to be stuck in a worse position than being a nazir. That he doesn't want to do. Masha ain kain, in the case of suffix naziris, right? Stam Truma. Worst case scenario, it'll be usher like Truma Salishka, as if he said Truma Salishka. Not going to be worse than the Vadai. So then a person says, I'm included, a normal person includes suffix as well. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says.
But at the time he said it, he's very confident. He's very confident that it was. Just happened to have gotten lost.
Again, that was yesterday's assumption also. Who says? Number one. Number two is, Lemaisa, we don't find it out. Lemaisa, what happens to this guy? He can be as confident as he wants. He's stuck in a position that he doesn't want to be in. Now, we did offer a solution yesterday, but the Gemara does not view that as a simple solution, and that is to become a Nazir on Tanai, that he's not a Nazir, right? So he can get out of it ultimately. But that's, the Gemara does not view that as a simple solution. It is a solution, but it's not included in his words. He's worse off now. Till he does that, he's worse off than he would be a Vadai Nazir.
I was going to ask you, but Rebbe saying that it would work?
The Gemara Nazir says it works, not me. Gemara Nazir said that a Suffolk Nazir, like Reb Shimon, who says he's Nazir, right? He holds, so what happens to this guy? So the rest of his life he's stuck? So the Gemara offers, he has that solution at hand. But he's worse off at this moment. He can correct it, but he's worse off. Zok the Gemara Marava, Gabi Krieg Sober, Kosher Sveik Yuchamr Mavadai. Lemayo Navshel Sveika. If the suffix is worse than the Vadai, he doesn't want to enter into that. Dilu Gabi Nazir Vadai Megalecho Mevi Karben Venecho. Right? Nazir Vadai can take a haircut, bring a carbon, it'll be eaten. Aleph, what is the Bach at? Val Sveikai, the Matzim Megaleach. He can't take the haircut because he can't bring the Karbanos. Period. Rush, top rush. We didn't do it yesterday.
What is he?
Can I just do the rush? Zok the rush. Hamakirin Asurim. Zok the rush. Merei Shinami Avi Matzilim Efruch. You didn't have to go to the case of Truma. By the suffix that Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Truma Yehuda Asurin. Could have gone from the Mishnah, Stam the Dara Mahachber. Everybody agrees. There's no argument. He could have asked right from there. We wanted to ask him the whole Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda explicitly states that he says Truma is Usher. That's the better kasha, the stronger kasha. Yes, Rabbi Kol.
What is this being a is referring to the korban, the suffix korban, right?
Again, he can't be megaleach as a way of saying his naziris extends.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
No, I'm saying that, I mean...
That's just the... We could have said he can't be mekamei lemeitzim.
Right.
He can't... It's just giving you one of the three. The three surim by nazir. Tumas meis, yayin, and megaleach. The process of tara is to be megaleach over your carbon. So he won't be able to be megaleach over his carbon. Because he can't bring a carbon. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbuna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. Amar Reini Nazir Eilamah. There's a concept in Nazir called Hareini Nazir Eilam. A person wants to become a Nazir forever. Now he's not going to be drinking wine for the rest of his life. He's not going to be Matame Mesim for the rest of his life. So if he says it, the guy says he's already Nazir Oilam im Yesh b'kriyzeh meyakor. So he's not worse off by Suffolk than he is by Vadai. So would Rabbi Yehuda say there he is a Nazir? The way you learned, it's only when you're worse off as a Suffolk. A Suffolk Nazir Oilam is like a Nazir Oilam. He can't be Matamil Mesim or drink wine the rest of his life. So he's stuck anyway in this position. So why is there Suffolk is not worse than Vadai? Would the halacha change? Amalai, it's not true what you just said. Nazir Eilam nam bisveikul chamer mevada. Not true. A Nazir Eilam is also worse off in Suffolk than Vade. Why? The Ilu Vadai, hichbitzarei meikul betar. This is a Gemara Nazir. I think it's halacha l'mashe m'sinai. That a Nazir Eilam, every so often, and the Gemara has a machloikas how so often it is, once a year, once every few months, once 30 days, I think three opinions there in the Gemara Nazir, but he can cut some of his hair, bitar, meaning he doesn't have to wear big hair, he can be makel, he can lighten the load with taking a haircut, and bring korbanos, and then keep on going. He can never be metamel mesim, he can never drink wine, his zeros never goes off, but there's a halacha l'maaseh m'sinai that allows him to take haircuts at certain intervals and bring korbanos. And keep on going. So a Nazir Eilam Vadai can do that because he can bring Korbanos. So he can be Megal Batar when he brings his Korbanos. A Nazir Eilam Suffolk can't bring Korbanos, will never be able to take a haircut, so he is worse off. This is a special Naziris. This is not the regular Naziris. A Nazir Eilam is a Nazir for the rest of his life. Now he can go be Matar Neder, but we're not talking about that. Nazir Eilam is a Nazir for the rest of his life with one leniency. That he's allowed to take haircuts at certain intervals. Avshalom was a Nazir Eilam. And the pasuk says, Avshalom said, I'm going to get my animals, go bring a carbon, the zirus, so I can be Mekel Batar. That's the Gemara discusses. So it is worse off being a Suffolk than a Vadai. Zok to Gemara, how about Amalai, Ech Bitar, Mekel Batar, maybe Shalosh Vehemoth, three Kabbalahs. What if he says he's a Nazir Shimshon? Now, a Nazir Shimshon can be Matama Lemeitzim.
Can be
Matama Lemeitzim and never drink wine and never take a haircut during his life. That's a Vadai Nazir Shimshon. A Suffolk Nazir Shimshon is not going to be worse than that. There's nothing a Nazir Shimshon can do that a Suffolk Nazir Shimshon can't do. He doesn't bring Korbanos ever. So there's no question. He'll just be Usher the same way he's a Vadai. So what would you say then? So the next line of Gemara is a major Machloikas Rishonim, which is the same Machloikas Rishonim that exists in the Sechtes Nazir. Amalai, Nazir Shimshon Loitanya. So some Rishonim learn. That means, you're right. In the case of Meyakor, it's not talking about a guy that says he's a Nazir Shimshon. Enochinami. In the case when the guy says he's a Nazir Shimshon, if there is Meyakor, he does become an Esophic Nazir Shimshon. You're right. But Rabbi Yehuda never talked about that case. He was talking about a regular Nazir or maybe a Nazir Eilam. He never was talking about a Nazir Shimshon. That's...
Nazir Shimshon can cut his hair?
No, ever, never.
So why isn't this...
There's no worse than Suffolk. A Vaday Nazir Shimshin and a Safik Nazir Shimshin have the same halachas. There's no leniency in a Vaday. Nazir Ailam can cut his hair every so often. Nazir Shimshin cannot. So there, it doesn't make a difference. That's some Rishayim learn. Other Rishayim learn that there's no such thing as Nazir Shimshin. Nazir Shimshin, like Tanya means, it doesn't exist. Shimshin was a Nazir Shimshin. The question is, can somebody accept it? Because it was never done by man. Nazir Shimshin and Malach told Eishes Menayach that Shimshin will be a Nazir all his life. He should be a Nazir all his life. Can somebody replicate that? Can somebody says he wants to be a Nazir like Shimshin, or some Rishonim say, you can't do that. There's no way to become a Nazir Shimshin, because Nazir Shimshin has to be created by something that doesn't exist now. I mean, it exists, but nobody gets it here. So therefore, some Rishonim learn. That's how the Mefarish on the side, which says Rashi on top, and the Shita Mukabesis, learn that that's the Gemara's answer. Nazir Shimshin Leitanya means, to take a look at the Mefarish, we don't learn it usually, but this is an interesting one. But Mishum the Shimshin Leyatzin Nazirus Mipiv. In the Mefarish, in the I don't know how it is in your print. In my print, it's the Mefarish that starts the second medium line. In the middle, he says, there's no such thing to lechol in Nazirus klal. Shimshin leyatz in Nazirus mipiv. Shimshin never made himself a Nazir. It was ordained min hashemayim. Person can't become something that doesn't exist. Again, it's a machloikus rishaynim. Some rishaynim. That's the sugya there in Nazir. You thought his father made him a Nazir?
His father had to be
Makabal. Fine. Well, again, can a father be Makabal Naziris for a son for the rest of his life? I want to know. Does that exist?
I was told that by one past Getzel
Friedman.
Never Getzel
Friedman. Again, I'm thinking out now. A Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say there is a thing called Nazir Shimshin, and some Rishayim say there is no such thing called Nazir Shimshin. It's a Machlokes in Nazir as well. The same Machlokes Rishayim exists here and there. The Rush learned there is such a thing as Nazir Shimshin. They just say something is not worse than Vaday. The way I explained the Gemara at first. The Mefarish and the Shita say Nazir Shimshin Leitanya means don't even bother. There's no such thing.
And the Malach told him that he's allowed to be Matami Tamei.
All this came in the Shemaya. This is all Gemara and Nazir. This is not. This is all the Gemara discusses. Who told him? Who said he can? Who said he can't? That's the Gemara talks about.
There are those Rishonim that say it doesn't exist today, that the Machlokes
and we pass
like them. This
Rishonim
is going like that. How
would
they learn the Mishnah in
Nazir? Again, if I don't remember correctly, the Gemara deals with it. Those Rishonim deal with it over there. But you don't have to go so far, because the next line in the Gemara says, Amalei v'Rabbi v'Adav Ava Tanya Nazir Shimshin. We have a bride that does say Nazir Shimshin.
For sure, there's at least a
Machlokes. Amaloi, Itanya. So, Pashim Shani is saying, okay, Itanya Tanya. He's saying, the Gemara is answering, that according to the Machlokes Tanoim, some Tanoim say, again, according to the Rosh, I'm not even going to the Mefarish. Even the Rosh says, some Mefarishim say that, again, I'll get there when I get to the Rosh. But I didn't want to jump to that Gemara. But you're right, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Does Nazir Shimshin exist or not? Anyway, I just thought it's an interesting piece of knowledge. Let's go to the Rush. Elam Rava, hide the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. The Kulu Masnis in Rabbi Yehuda. Binadarim, the Mishnah by Nadarim, our Mishnah. The Eisrei can come and be Vadan. Something is not worse than Vadai. Mayel Navshil Eisreika. People are willing to be Makabal on themselves, even if it's a Suffolk. But Nazir, the Sreika, come and be Vadai, like Mayel Eisreika. Everybody agrees to the Mishnah Nadarim, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't go into a Suffolk, is only if it's worse than the Vadai. Masnitz and the Naziris, Rabbi Yehuda. Suffolk Naziris Lahako is like Rabbi Yehuda. Al Sreiko Lematzim Legaleach. Why can't he take a haircut? Lematzim leads to a carbon to Suffolk. If he can't bring a carbon, Domamaya Chulin Lazara. He might be bringing Chulin into the Azara. Amar Reni Nazir Elamai. The hashtein is sveikah chomer mivadai. Suffolk is not worse than vadai. The ain't megaleich loylam. I don't really understand this Havamina to the Ferris Mishnah that says that a Nazarayim can take a haircut. I don't know what the Havamina was, which is what the Gemara answers. When his hair gets heavy, interesting, the Rush doesn't say a time. He says whenever he's overloaded with hair. The Gemara Nazir brings three opinions about how the intervals, how far the intervals have to be with each other.
And none of them is this one.
Well, the Gemara calls it Hichbitzarai. So maybe, and this I'm speculating, it has to be two things. Intervals of time, plus the fact that his hair grew a lot. I don't know what the word a lot is. It's heavy. You know what I mean? You know, some people can carry 3 pounds on their head. And stuff. Again, I can't put a shear at that. The Gemara talks about time intervals. Maybe Gimel Behemoth, Chatas Oilu Shlomim, Megaleach HaKol Naziris. Each time he takes a haircut. Ve'ena Safik. Ve'asir Be'ayna B'tumas Meis. Nazir Shimshin De'ena Meku Ma'ik L'mayma. Amar Loi Loi Tanya. Reb Yehuda Hev Meku Be'i, Hivin De'i Sveik HaKomer B'vada. You're right. Reb Yehuda would never say it there. Never says Reb Yehuda says he's not a Nazir by Nazir Shimshin. So Reb Adam Abba says, Tanya Nazir Shimshin. Reb Adam Abba is showing our reigning Nazir Shimshin Yesh B'kri. He had a brisa. Reb Yehuda Matir. So Zok Derash, Itanya Tanya. Zok Derash, Lahu Tana, Les Lehach Svara. Zomina Libet Reb Yehuda. You're right. That Tana rejects what I said. I said Reb Yehuda only said it when the Tzavik is worse than Vadai. That Tana says Reb Yehuda said it even when Tzavik is not worse than Vadai. Right? It was in the day, Trey Tanoi in the Libet Reb Yehuda. There's two Tanoi in Reb Yehuda. Tana the Nazir Shimshin suffered like my Elena Shavshil is Reka. The Tana the Savik Kuma Behuda suffered my own Shavshil is Reka. The one that says Savik Kuma is Usher, that means even though it's a Savik, he holds that you do enter Savik. Only when Savik is worse, don't you? The other Tana is saying, Reb Yehuda holds you never enter Savik. So it's an Achleikas Tanoi in Reb Yehuda. Some, it's two opinions in Reb Yehuda. One opinion says Reb Yehuda differentiates when the suffix is worse than Vadai, and one opinion says Reb Yehuda said you never enter suffix. I, by Kuma, you're right. That kind of holds that you do differentiate. It's a steer on Reb Yehuda's. I can't do anything about that. So I'll tell you, it's two Tanoim according to Reb Yehuda. Yes, Dr. I thought I saw your hand up.
Briefly, it's just what I was going to say bears into what you said a couple minutes ago, which is that you can easily redact the time measurement and the heaviness measurement by saying they're referring to the same thing. One person is referring to the sensation that the person has of the hair's weight, which is impossible to weigh. But the other one just says the time, the average, the other three say that the average time is to reach that point,
again.
But it's the same point.
Could be. Again, the Gemara there brings sukkim for the three, based on sukkim. It doesn't seem to sound like a logic. Sukkim. Is it every year? I think it's a patik by Absalom says shana b'shana. Again, I don't remember the exact Gemara. Maybe we'll get there.
If it's sukkim, I
think it's based on sukkim. Zok the Gemara writer. Rav Ashi says a whole new tarot. The Mishnah of Savik Naziris Lahakul is going like another Tana. Not Reb Yehuda, but Reb Tarfon. Reb Yehuda happens to quote Reb Tarfon, but that doesn't mean Reb Yehuda himself agrees. The one that says that by Nazir, Yesh B'meyakri, or the Mishnah of Savik Naziris Lahakul is going like Reb Tarfon. What does Reb Tarfon say? Reb Tarfon's case is, I won't tell you the whole case, it just throws people into... Two people are walking. Let's say four people are walking. I'll make it a little confusing. Four people are walking. And somebody says, that's Reuven. And the other guy, they see a guy from afar. That's Reuven. And then that guy next to them says, that is not Reuven. So one guy says, I'm a nutter if it's Reuven. The other guy says, I'm a Nazir if it's not Reuven. And the third guy says, I'm a Nazir, whatever it is, let's leave it with two, it makes it simple. Don't have time for nobody's a Nazir. What do you mean? We go there, we find out if it's Reuven or not. We're not running away. Here he is. Is it Reuven or not? One guy became a Nazir if it is Reuven. One guy became a Nazir if it's not Reuven. One of the two should be Nazir. Don't have time for that it says by Naziris, Ishki Yafli. Yasli means that at the time he said that it has to have clarity. Future clarification cannot work by Nazir. The Nazirus has to be made with 100% clarity, not based on anything else. And therefore, even though it's Ruvay, but when you said it, you didn't know. It's not Nazirus. Special halacha Nazirus. It's applied elsewhere in the Gemara. The Pashtus is a special halacha Nazirus. Same thing. You don't know. You don't become an elder. Nothing to do with something like the halacha of Nazirus requires that at the time the Akrai expresses Nazirus, he knows 100% that he's an elder. Not that it's going to be, he's going to find out in 5 minutes or in 2 minutes.
All the Mishnayos
are like you. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said that if you're not an elder, im yesh ben elder, as that may occur.
No. I don't know what he meant.
All the things that we said till now are without Reb Tarfon, correct.
Okay, so
but you can learn the Mishnah differently. Safik Naziris Lahakul is because there was no clarity.
Rabbi, isn't this the situation I asked about yesterday? I'm a Nazir if this is... I'm a Nazir if there isn't 100 core here.
Right, so according to Reb Tarfon, you would never become a Nazir whether there is or isn't.
All right, so that was exactly what I was asking yesterday.
But that's a special... This is Reb Tarfon's opinion. He based this on the word Yasli. Yasli means clarify.
Ishki
Yasli nindar neder nazir lahazir l'ashem. Parshas nazir... I believe it's Kapitul Vav in Bamidbar. I might be wrong, but it's in Bamidbar Nasai.
Is not included in
no, because it's talking about Nazirus. The whole parish is Nazirus.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if our show fits that way.
Clearly.
I don't know. Talk to Gemara, Ravashi, Ravashi, Amahi, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Tarfani. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Tarfani, Ain't Echad, Mem Nazir. Neither of the two is a Nazir, which is like Nitna Nazirus and Lafla. Frech to Gemara, Yachim, Ayu, Yishinik, Nabashavat. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah say they went and they were stolen? They can't figure out if it was 100 or not. Makes no difference, even if it is 100. Who didn't know at the time? So to Gemara, the Yachim Kaychid Reb Shimon. That's the time Reb Shimon argues, even if you can't find out. Reb Yehuda would say, even if you find out, you're not a Nazir. Reb Shimon is saying, you're a Nazir even if you never find out. That's a chiddush. So we take the case when you don't find out, and we say Reb Shimon says you're still a Nazir. Reb Yehuda said, according to this answer, Reb Yehuda Mishum Reb Tarfon would say you're never a Nazir whether you do or don't find out. And Reb Shimon is saying you're a Nazir whether you do or don't find out. That's why we have the case of don't find out to tell me Reb Shimon's opinion. The Avagam the Nigna V'Shavet, Shavu Ba'ilin, the Shneva Snarch of the Tzveka. Person is willing to take the chance for the Tzavik. Dr. Rush. Rabbi Yehuda decree, Rabbi Yehuda of the mission of the pile, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Melay Mishum the Mayel Lapshel Tzveika. Not because you don't get involved in Suffolk, Bafilu Nimda Nakri, Bafilu Hayu by Meyakur, Labi Nazar, Kivin the Bishar Shekibalol of Naziris, Lahayu Barloi, and Mia Bakri and Meyakur. Now, I want to explain this. The guy is saying, I want to be a Nazir, if that's Ruvain. He's not saying, maybe I'm a Nazir. He wants to be a Nazir. Not he just, Terry said, you can't be a Nazir based on future clarification.
The idea of the rush that the person wants to answer himself.
That's the man Yamin that said, you don't need that. This is Reb Tarfon's Chiddush. Ein echem em nazir, shnayim shal yishayish. Two people were sitting. Ve'echad ayver lifneim. The Rush says a different case. Somebody is passing by. Ve'ayim amar echad areini nazirim hu nazir. I'm a nazir, he's a nazir. Ve'ashen amar ashen areini nazirim ein a nazir. The case I gave was from the Mishnah. This is Reuben, this is not Reuben. The Rush brings a different case. Me'manav shech echem em hayo leilis nazir. One of them should be a nazir. Ask the guy, are you a nazir? The Lachi Lavi Nazir. Why? Shloinitnu has nearest Ella Lafla. Yosef is Kiyafli. She borrowed away Bashat's Kabbalah's Nazirus Malachim Tufik. He has to have clarity, nothing left for future clarification. Okay. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Now, in our Mishnah, there's a blatant contradiction without having to bring anything in. At the end of the Mishnah brought two cases, and they contradict each other. First case was, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Stam Truma B'Yehuda Asura B'Galul Mutter. When you, Truma has two meanings. Truma Talishka, Truma Tagairin. Truma Talishka is Asur, Truma Tagairin is Ad Mutter. A guy says Truma, and Yehuda is Asur, but in Galul it's Mutter, because in Galul they don't talk about Truma Talishka. So there's only one option. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That means when you don't know, you go L'Humra. When you do know, then you can go L'Kula. And go, you know that nobody meant Truma Talishka. It's not in their purview. They live in Gaul. They're removed from the Beis HaMikdash. That is what Rabbi Yehuda said. The very next line it says, Stam Charamim B'Yehuda Mutarim. Because Gaul doesn't know Charmei Kahanim. Therefore, they mean Hekdash. Yehuda knows both. Therefore, it's Mutar. What? If they know both, it's Mutar? I thought you just said a minute ago that when you know both, it's Asur. You go L'Humra. And now you're saying that in Gaul, they don't know Charmei Kahanim. So therefore it's Asur. But in Yehuda, since they know both, it's Mutter, which means Safik Nidarev L'Kula. And you started out saying Safik Nidarev L'Humra. You're contradicting yourself. Forget about Safik Naziris. Forget about the whole last Gemara. The Mishnah itself is contradictory. If I were writing Shas, this was the question I would ask first. Forget about it, any other Mishnah, Safik Naziris, Kri, all those kids. Just ask the question straight. The Mishnah starts off Safik Nidarev L'Hachmir, and then at the end gives you a case, Safik Nidarev L'Hachmir.
Didn't we say Harmi means you reach the Kayin
already? Yes, which means it's Mutter. But Harmi Hekdesh.
What that means?
It's
Usher. Dabar another.
So now the guy said this should be Harim, and he didn't explain which one. The beginning of the Mishnah would say, it's Usher. The Mishnah at the end says it's Mutter. Because that's where there's a suffix. In gold, there's no suffix. Because nobody talks about Harmi Kahanim.
Yeah, but in Kabul, why are they thinking either?
He said Kherim. You have to ask. I mean, yeah, he's saying something. What does it mean? What other meaning is there?
It must mean
technically. It means because they don't have Kahanim around them, so they don't talk that way.
They don't have.
Again, people donate to Hekdesh. But it's not the common word to use it for Kahanim because there's no Kahanim around.
More.
I figured you would ask this question. I know. Truma Talishka, you say they don't choose. That means they don't know the Hekdesh. And now all of a sudden you're saying Chayim means Hekdesh. The answer is, of the two, they use Chayim for Hekdesh. They don't use Chayim for Kahanim because there's no Kahanim around. I expected this. I could have predicted this question.
No, you should ask the question. Why did I ask this yesterday?
Right. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Hamakir in Asurin. You're saying in Rabbi Yehuda's case that Gaul does not Truma Talishka. But if Gaul would know Truma Talishka, it would be Asur, which means Safik Nidarim L'Hachmer. Al Mesreke L'Humra. Hey Mesefa. Stam Charam and Yehuda Mutar Megal Asurin. Shein Ancha Gaul Makir in Eschar Mekadim. Because they don't deal with Kadim. Hamakir in Mutarim. Al Mesreke L'Gula. Make up your mind. What happens in a case when there's both? In one case it says Asur, in one case it says Mutter, in the very same Mishnah.
Different opinion.
Rabbiya Sefer Rablazer Reb Tzadiki. The time you're Yehuda Eimer Stam Truma Yehuda Asura. Rablazer Eimer Reb Yaakov Eimer Stam Charam and Begal Asura. Reb Yehuda holds you go L'Chumra, and Rablazer Reb Tzadiki holds you go L'Kula. So you're right. It's a Machlokes Tanam, which, by the way, the Gemara could have used the whole Amud Aleph. Safik Nazir is L'Hakol, is Rablazer Reb Tzadiki. We just found a Tana that says Safik L'Hakol. So we could have used this instead of having a whole blot talking about when yes and when not. It would have been the simplest answer. But the Gemara didn't do it. The Rishai didn't point out. The Gemara could have said it. This answer would have answered the original question of Safik Nazir is L'Hakol. Would have answered all the questions. Zakt Derash. Hamakir and Asurin. How can I have been much in the Mifrach Mereisha? Could have asked right away from the beginning of the Mishnah. We'd like to point it out from the end of the Mishnah. Sefer Blazer Reb Tzadiki, you suffer Sreikah L'Kulavi. Zok Derash, Amatzi Luk, Memasnis in the Suffolk Naziris L'Hakul Nami Kulavi. We could have used this answer right away at the beginning. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a stam true Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Shemakir and Ishtaya. They know both. Abba Begol, I'm a makir true Rabbi Salishna. Abba Makir name, Chaim Ekahanim. But in, he would say in the case of Chayrim that they might know Chayrim, Kahanim, and Gol, and they would be Aser anyway, because if you know both, it's Aser. But Reb Tzadik, some of the Makirim, they don't know Chayrim, Kahanim. The other Makirim have a mean to say Kalahakul, because if you know both, you go to Kula. Come on, be Yehuda, the Mutar, be Makirim, stay up. It's a basic Makhoikas. What do you do by Tzavik Nadar? And that answers all the questions.
What is the reason he's
Mekel? Because he holds a person does not mean to include suffix in his words. When a person makes a nether, he only wants to include if it's definite.
Is that because of Mahafali?
Again, he says it by Nadar. I don't want to start saying that he holds
you
need up
law.
I don't know about that. Because a guy says he's a nuzzer, but if this is Reuven, I don't know that Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik would say. If you can find out, I don't know what he would say. In the case of the Mishnah, you can't find out. The guy forgot what he meant. He's not around. Here, you can find out. Is that Reuven enough? We'll find out in 3 minutes as he gets closer. Not Hafla. Hafla is saying even if you find out, it didn't work. But that's not what Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik said. He said, "You won't, if you don't find out, he doesn't want to become an usher. He only means if you know. But you can find out 5 minutes from now." Look, the Mishnah writer. Nazir b'cheirim. V'am eloi nadarti abachar mesholyam. Now, we're trying to prove a point here. There are other meanings to the word cheirim. One of them is a netting that catches fish. It's called the cheirim hayam, a netting that you use in the sea. Same word, different meaning. A guy made a net in a cheirim. He said, "This bread is cheirim." And we go over to him and said, "Cheirim kahanim, cheirim hegdish." He says, "No, netting of the sea." That's what I meant. Which means it's a non-netter.
It's like, go on.
Yeah, but it's a bigger chiddush. He's even saying a third explanation. It's like, in Webster's would be C, in what Chayrim means. It would not be the first use of the word, or the second use of the word. It would be the third use of the word. But it's a use of the word.
I thought you would go up. This is the two different opinions, chances, either Harvey Kohanim or Harvey Hegdish.
Where's the third chance?
No. What I'm saying is, even though there would be majority say this, doesn't matter, right?
Again, let's go back again. Stam Nadar Mahachmer, that's what our Mishnah holds. We're going with our Mishnah now. We're reading the Mishnah. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said by Chayrim, it's Luchumra. Because there's two, we don't know which one he meant.
Unless he tells us.
What if he tells us a third explanation, which is a little further out? Do we accept that as well?
Why not?
It's not the regular, it's a little bit out. Translation number C. Zog the Mishnah works. Zog the Mishnah works.
It does work.
No, it's saying that that's what he meant, and it's not an editor.
What about the
Rosh?
This is what he meant.
What did he
talk? Read something.
That's that Mandi Amin Atesavik Nadar Mahachmer. Again, Purusha Mahakal. But the same Mishnah told us, if you explain yourself, we're willing to accept your explanation.
No matter how far-fetched it is.
Again, within certain range, I don't know what that range would be.
This kicker should be for me like a net.
Right. Or this kicker should be on you like a netting. He didn't say the word netting. He said, chayrim.
Chayrim.
There's three translations. The Mishnah is trying to tell me that we even accept this explanation if it's a little off the beaten path.
He might have said, it's on you, the
cherim? Yeah, he's answering his item.
Yeah.
He could answer his item on somebody else.
Oh, that's what
and then the guy thinks that he can't touch his net anymore or whatever it is.
No! He's talking about a loaf of bread. He said, this loaf of bread should be on you, Cherem.
Okay. So the guy is not really...
Now he explains, I meant this loaf of bread should be like the netting of the sea.
Which means that the guy is allowed to...
Yes. We accept that explanation. The carbon, he said this should be like a carbon. And he said, you know what I meant? A present to the king is called a carbon. They used to bring presents to the king, and in translation C of the word carbon, it said present to king. Again, this is the way they talk. You can't ask the question. No, we didn't, but we're giving another example here. Right, you're right. We didn't have this before.
Carbon is to another.
Right. But now he's saying he meant a carbon to king, which means it's not a davar another, it's mutter. He's retranslating the word.
I understand, but
we didn't have that case before. So now we're adding a case. What's wrong with that?
We just have now.
What's the din of a carbon to a king? There's no halacha, sorry.
No, it's nothing. It's like a netting.
I think what he's asking is...
No, he's not asking anything. He's
what he's trying to say is, if he lives in a place without a king there, he can't be thinking king.
That's not what he asked.
That's not what he
meant, and that's not what he asked. Harry asks me carbon. He says, I myself are carbon. Now, does he mean to make himself hegdus, which means he would have to redeem himself? He says, I meant the bone. I have a bone that I put aside that I said, this bone will be a carbon. That's what I meant. I didn't mean myself. Asmi usually means myself. But asmi can mean my bone. I have a chicken bone that I put to the side. I'm saying that my chicken bone should be hektish. To be a carbon, which means he has to give the value of the chicken bone to buy towards the carbon. There's a much difference between his value, well, maybe if he talks this way, not, but for a regular human being, there's a big difference between his value and the chicken bone value. All those cases, for kainim ishti nanasli, he bans his wife from having pleasure. Miyamar, and then he explains, I didn't mean my current wife. I meant my former wife. He said Ishti. Ishti doesn't mean current. Ishti means my wife. That was also his wife.
Not his wife.
It is his wife. It's a prayer.
His wife.
If she remarried.
What is his wife?
That's considered Ishti. Yeah. Meaning, Ishti is the status of being his wife, either was or is.
Like President.
Like President Trump, right, exactly.
Right. Right.
Well, President Trump is not president.
Right.
But we're talking about
us
that he's
going to
be.
Okay, we're not into politics now. Al Kulan Eir, period. So in all those cases, Perushan Lahakul. Now here the Mishnah says something that's going to be confusing. And the Gemara is going to have to explain it. Akulam ein nishalapa. You don't even have to go and ask to be matter this matter. Your explanation is valid. No further action necessary. The imnishalu, however, if they do go ask, anshiraisam, we punish them for making this netter. We machmir and aleim, and we're strict. Never a mayor. Now the Gemara is going to have a problem. If you don't have to go to Bezin, so why are we punishing the guy that comes to Bezin? It doesn't make sense. He doesn't even have to go to bed. So because he walked into bed and all of a sudden we punish him? The Gemara is going to ask it. The Gemara is going to answer it, so we're not going to get involved. Give it a mayor. The guy who walks into bed. Again, I'm reading the Mishnah. He doesn't have to go to bed to remove this netter. It's not a netter. He explained I meant the netting. What? I have no idea what you just said. The guy made a netter b'cherem, and then he explained himself that I meant the netting. He doesn't have to go to Bezin to remove the netter. It was a non-netter.
Okay.
But if he goes to Bezin, we punish him and we're machmer, which makes no sense. We remove the netter with a Pesach Mimokam Acher, which I will explain in a moment. And then we teach them not to do this. We don't want people to use Nadarim lightly. We're not happy with a person that makes Nadarim that are meaningless. What'd you say? It should be like the netting. You're using Nadarim. What is Nadarim? A joke? You're playing with Nadarim? Don't play with Nadarim. Teach the guy. It's not something you should do. Now again, the Mishnah is not explaining itself clearly. The Gemara will explain it clearly. Now, I just want to explain what Pesach B'Makom Acher is, because the third Perek, Yemei Tshishem, which is coming up within maybe even this week, for sure next week, Yemei Tshishem, talks about two ways to remove a netter. And there's a very distinct difference. And this is very important. There's really three ways. The Gemara is going to bring a third way in that's a mixture, a hybrid of the two. But before we get to the hybrid, let's talk about the two. One is called charata. The guy made a netter, and he's sorry. And he walks into bed and he says, I am sorry I made the netter. I made it. Bekuloi nischaratna behind. Mevakesh anim malaschem atara bekuloi. That's called charata. That means it wasn't a mistake. It was a netter I wanted to make. Nothing. It was not a lack of knowledge. I tried. I blew it. I'm not ready for that netter. I have charata. I changed my mind. This is going to be a controversy. I'm going to say later on. But we paskin, you can be paisach b'charata. Bazin can say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. There's another way of removing a netter. And that's I'll call it a better way, a stronger way. Both work. And that is to say, you were lacking a piece of knowledge. Had you known that piece of knowledge, would you have made the netter? When you made that netter, you banned the guy. You didn't think of the fact that this guy happens to be your wife's best friend's husband. Had you known that, your wife never told you. Had you known that, you would not have made the netter. That means you were lacking a basic piece of information that would have changed your perspective at the time you made the netter. You didn't change your mind. You're not mischaret that you made the netter under the circumstances you made it. But had you known something, I wouldn't have made the netter. That's called a Pesach. That's hard, because not every netter can you find a Pesach. He might have known everything, and he made it anyway. Charata can work in any netter. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Chatasi avisi b'shati. Pesach does not work in every netter. You have to find a Pesach. You have to find something he didn't know that would have changed his attitude. You have to be honest. What if he said, even if it was my wife's best friend's husband, I would have made it anyway. So then that's not a Pesach. Can't lie. So the Rabbanan is saying, over here we insist on Pesach Mimakom Acher. We don't allow Charata to work here. We want a higher level because we want a lesson taught to this guy. Now again, the Mishnah started off, doesn't have to come to Bezin. All of a sudden he walks into Bezin and we're treating him like a federal case. Meaning from somewhere else, not that he has Charata. By the way, there's a benefit to being Matur with Pesach over Charata. For us, forget about everything else. And that is, if you notice, we say something in Ataras Nadarim, that's like a new thing. I'm not mischaret on what I did. I'm mischaret that I said it b'lashon neder. By Pesach, you don't have to say that. By Pesach, you're saying it was a mistake to make the neder to begin with, but it has nothing. I have no regrets. Here you have regrets, so you have to say, I regret on the neder, but not on what I did. By Pesach, that wouldn't be necessary to say. Here, by Charata, you have to be careful. You're not having Charata that you showed up to davening for 2 weeks on time. You're having Charata that you obligated yourself in it. Whereas, in Pesach, what you did, you wouldn't have made a netter, period. That's the difference. One, you have to, make clear that you're not being mischarit on Ma'isim HaTayim Mehem Shasitzi. Mashenke by Pesach. But we don't do it with Pesach. We do it with Charata. Because if we did it with Pesach, you would have to go through every netter and find the Pesach. That would never work. So therefore, we say, Bekulon is Charata Nabai, Mavakish, and we said all that in the Nosach. Yes?
With that statement
that
I do not regret,
does that mean that you get out of something better,
and you had benefit on
the
spiritual, whatever, from that
debtor
that you obviate that benefit?
No, you didn't obviate the benefit because you did the mice and tithe.
Right, exactly.
See, you obviate.
So why do I need to sign the line not being
the charet
on whatever benefit I
have? Because once you say the word charata, I regret. Maybe you regret the fact that you did it.
So what? You still
do it? Oh, if a guy did a mitzvah and he regrets that he did the mitzvah?
Because I get rid of the
Rambam says beferish. Hey, maskirin loy, they don't mention those good mitzvahs for him. Whatever that Rambam means. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. What's the chiddush of tshuva? That you can remove averus, you can move mitzvahs too by having charata. That's your bachanas kasha. But I'm not getting out. That's for El. We're in cheshvan now. We don't talk about tshuva now. Not the season. Rambam of Chasuva says you can have regret on the mice, but you don't have to have regret on the mice and clothes. And that's what we're speaking out by Taras Nadar. I'm regretting that I committed, but I'm not regretting what I did. I want to benefit from the 2 weeks I showed up to davening. There's no rush. The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. You start off saying you don't have to go to Bezin. And then you say if they walk into Bezin, we throw the book at them. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hagikamar. V'kulan, Ein Nishalim Aleim, Ein Chichin Shailam, B'med V'arim Amorim B'talmud Chacham. I will be amaret shabal lishal ainchinais amachmir malaf. Kamachachem took the rush. We trust when he comes and he says I meant netting. We believe him. And amaret might be lying, not so committed to saying the truth, and therefore we can't trust him when he says he meant netting. So we say you have to go to Bezin to be mounted to your netter. And when he walks into Bezin, we throw the book at him, which tomorrow we'll explain what that means. Now I want to explain the word Tamachachem and Amaretz and what the way Chazal use it. It doesn't necessarily have to do with learning only. It has to do with matter of behavior of reliability. Is he a reliable person? The Talmud Chacham is trusted. He walks in and says, this is my coat. We believe him. Amaretz doesn't have that chazaka. He's honest. His behavior during life does not lend itself for us to be trust him. Hashenkin is Talmud Chacham doesn't lie. The Gemara says in Bava Tzia, Talmud Chacham only lies about three things. Not a lot of... Talmud Chacham doesn't go around lying. He's totally truthful. So when he says, I meant it, we trust him. And Amaretz doesn't have that reputation. And therefore, we can't trust them. Then you wish.